The Difference by Ellen Glasgow. Outside, in the autumn rain, the leaves were falling. For 20 years, every autumn since her marriage, Margaret Fleming had watched the leaves from this window, and always it had seemed to her that they were a part of her life which she held precious. As they fell, she had known that they carried away something she could never recover. Youth, beauty, pleasure, or only memories that she wanted to keep. Something gracious, desirable, and fleeting. But never until this afternoon had she felt that the wind was sweeping away the illusion of happiness by which she lived. Beyond the panes, against which the rain was beating in gray sheets, she looked out on the naked outlines of the city. Bleak houses, drenched grass in squares, and boughs of trees where a few brown or yellow leaves were clinging. On the hearthrug, the letter lay where it had fallen a few minutes, or was it a few hours ago. The flames from the wood fire cast a glow on the white pages, and she imagined that the ugly words leaped out to sting her like scorpions as she moved by them. Not for worlds, she told herself, would she stoop and touch them again. Yet what need had she to touch them when each slanting black line was etched in her memory with acid? Never, though she lived 100 years, could she forget the way the letters fell on the white paper. Once, twice, 3 times she walked from window to door and back again from door to window. The wood fire burned cheerfully with a whispering sound. As the lights and shadows stirred over the familiar objects she had once loved, her gaze followed them hungrily. She had called this upstairs library George's room, and she realized now that every piece of furniture, every book it contained, had been chosen to please him. He liked the golden brown of the walls, the warm colors in the Persian rugs, the soft depth of the cushioned chairs. He liked, too, the flamboyant red lilies beneath the little Chippendale mirror. After 20 years of happiness, of comradeship, of mutual dependence, after all that marriage could mean to 2 equal spirits, was there nothing left except ashes? Could 20 years of happiness be destroyed in an afternoon, in an hour? Stopping abruptly, with a jerk which ran like a spasm through her slender finger, she gazed with hard, searching eyes over the red lilies into the mirror. The grave beauty of her face, a beauty less of flesh than of spirit, floated there in the shadows like a flower in a pond. I am younger than he is by a year, she thought, and yet he can begin all over again to love, while a new love for me would be desecration. There was the sound of his step on the stair. An instant later, his hand fell on the door and he entered the room. Stooping swiftly, she picked up the letter from the rug and hid it in her bosom. Then, turning toward him, she received his kiss with a smile. "I didn't wait lunch for you," she said.
"I got it at the club."
After kissing her cheek, he moved to the fire and stood warming his hands.
"Beastly day. No chance of golf, so I've arranged to see that man from Washington. You won't get out, I suppose?"
She shook her head.